With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you if you are following us. No, it's not quite dead to us if you're not following us, but why aren't you? Very easy. We're on the Twitter machine. I'm looking at it right now. The top photo is the planet's greatest human being, my son, Quentin Robert Hartman, at an undisclosed location on the beach, St. Croix River. The next one is me walking away at the greatest golf experience in Minnesota. Number one place. If I could play anywhere in Minnesota, I'd pick Northland every single time. I am walking down towards the 15th fairway. Hopefully the ball is in the fairway. Maybe not. But it's an amazing spot on that golf course with Lake Superior in the background. And just if you haven't played Northland and you love golf, you have to play. Figure it out. Somehow do it. So at Chad Hartman Show, I think Dave is at Real Donald Trump. Is that who you are?
Yes. Yep, absolutely.
That'd be great if you were. At Dave _ Harrigan. I want to jump into this story that we all know about, but over the last 24 hours, we're learning more details about this 6-year-old who shot a teacher and how they had warning sign after warning sign. Okay? It's inexplicable, it's inexcusable, and it's criminal. But we've added a guest, and we've been meaning to talk about this for a little bit of time, but we just haven't found the right guest. It seems like it's inevitable now that TikTok is going to be banned in this country. I mean, you have Democrats, you have Republicans, you have universities, you have states, you have pressure on the president. I've said for a long time, Dave, I want to get on the TikTok. I have numerous adult friends who are on TikTok, and they absolutely love it. I see it on a regular basis from my boy Mikey. He shows me fun stuff all the time. But then there's the belief of what the Chinese government is doing and what we're allowing them to do. So you've landed us a guest. Is it Joe Biden to talk about this? Is it Donald Trump? Who do we have?
Sleepy Joe himself. Yes.
Sleepy Joe.
No, we have an excellent writer from the New York Times, Sapna Maheshwari. It's a long name, but okay. That's how you say it. She's great. And she's a business reporter for them and specifically covers TikTok. And just looking at her bio, there's TikTok stories. So she's been on top of this thing for weeks and months. Very knowledgeable. She'll be fantastic at 208.
Great. So she's then. Jason is at the bottom of the hour, and Jim Pete is at 2:35. And Jason, courtside, will follow at 3:05. No Wolves. Nice win last night over New Orleans. Back in action this weekend. Okay. Indefensible. So, there were staff warnings. at a Virginia elementary school. You know, times the staff warned administrators at this school before the six-year-old boy shot the teacher? Three times. Was threatening other students in the hours before he shot the teacher. But the teacher's lawyer is saying the administration was paralyzed by apathy and didn't call the police. She is an attorney for Abigail Zwirner. There's a press conference yesterday. On that day, over the course of a few hours, three different times, school administration was warned by concerned teachers and employees that a boy had a gun on him at school and was threatening people. Zwirner, the teacher who was shot by this six-year-old, went to administrator around 11:15 on the day of the shooting and said the boy had threatened to beat up another child. No action taken. Hour later, another teacher goes to the administrator and said she'd taken it upon herself to search the boy's book bag, but warned that she thought the boy had put the gun inside his pocket before going outside for recess. The administrator downplayed the report from the teacher and the possibility of guns, saying, and I quote, "Well, he has little pockets." How would you like that, Dave? You are working at this school, and you are alert, you are terrified, you are frightened, you are doing your job, and you check the backpack, but you also believe the kid probably took the gun. I mean, it's a six-year-old. And so the administrator says to you, Dave, well, the kid has little pockets.
Case closed, right? That's them.
Yep. Move on. Yeah, move on. Shortly after 1 p.m., another teacher tells an administrator that a different student now, I repeat, a different student, who is crying and fearful, said the boy showed him the gun during recess and threatened to shoot him if he told anyone. I repeat, no action was taken. Again, this is from the attorney, her perspective. When another employer who heard the boy might have a gun asked the administrator to search the boy, he was turned down. He was told to wait the situation out because the school day was almost over. And an hour later, Abby Zwirner was shot. Late yesterday, after a closed-door meeting, the school board announced the departure of the superintendent, who has been sharply criticized after the incident. Again, the school deserves their side to make that clear, to respond. Obviously, it's possible, Dave, 100% of this story is correct. What if half of this story is correct? What if 25% of this story is correct? How, knowing the amount of violence we have in this country from everywhere, even young kids, as startling, as impossible, as improbable, as unlikely as it seems, it happens. And we are so aware of school shootings, and administrator after administrator, we're almost done. Little pockets, didn't see anything, won't check. How could someone with reasonable intelligence and caring just a modicum at their job make any of these decisions? I want people to chime in. I want Dave, you to chime in. Because outrageous is not strong enough. A dereliction of decency an abdication of your responsibility. How in the hell can this happen? 651-461-9226. Let's go. Text or call. 651-461-9226.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do we have to keep playing Gloria Estefan the entire show?
What's wrong with Gloria Estefan?
Doesn't do a lot for me, I got to be honest.
Well, there's a lot of things that don't do a lot for you. You could have an open mind. Maybe some people are enjoying this.
Well, you're not one of them. You said it was the worst thing you've ever watched.
The halftime show? That's because she only showed up for 2 minutes of the 12 or 13. We had a full
13. Maybe she's
lazy. Oh, wow. Okay. Now you're making a bold statement right there.
I said maybe. I didn't say she is.
I think you said maybe to do a little CYA. I think you're calling out Gloria right now in front of the whole world. Come on.
Well,
what do you have to say?
I mean, She's had a great career. She may be flourishing right now. I don't know. I don't really care to listen to her. I mean, you know what I think it is? I don't think she's given enough profile to the sound machine.
I'll give you an option. I can stick with A. Option A is sticking with Gloria for the rest of the show as we pay tribute to the worst halftime show of all time, Super Bowl 26
at the Metronome.
I don't think
you are paying tribute to an atrocity, as you described it.
Option B, you know what? Yeah. We have to remember our atrocities. I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to wash away history. You know, I'm not burning books here, Chad. All right,
You're no Ron DeSantis.
Exactly right. You know what? We have to teach about every moment of history, good, bad, and different. Option B, if you don't want Gloria, we'll go with the best of Sticks and Journey.
God, keep playing. Add Rush to it. I mean, among the massively overrated groups from the 70s and 80s of my youth. Ugh, yuck. Rush, Sticks, Journey.
I didn't know you disliked Rush so much. Now I know what to play for tomorrow.
Dead to me. All three of them. All three of them. Okay. Back to this terrifying story. Six-year-old shooting the teacher. One opportunity. Second opportunity. Third opportunity. Fourth opportunity. And these buffoons, these incompetent administrators, let this happen. They let this happen by not giving a damn and showing just a little bit of execution with their job. So instead, Abigail Zwirner was shot by a six-year-old who has, if you've read about the kid, some significant issues have happened in this kid's life, which already raised the radar some. What do you want to say about this one?
Whew, there's a lot to say. If even a fraction of the story is true from what she's said about all the warnings and all the notes to administrators, and I mean, just shut it down. just shut it down if that's the case. There's one job above all for anyone that's employed at a school, whether that's a teacher or an administrator, it's keep the kids safe. That's the number one job. And it's a egregious failure in this case as a teacher. Obviously wasn't kept safe by her employers. But I think I took a call during the break here from a local teacher here who didn't want to go on the air.
Okay.
But a lot of what she was saying was going back to our conversation earlier this week just about discipline in schools and how people there's a push for, you know, a push among parents and other people to say, hey, let's pick it up here, schools. And her comments were really disturbing, talking about threats she's received from students who say they just want to punch her in the face when they're upset about a grade or some sort of discipline that she's handing out. And she spoke about administrators that she's worked with who are either overwhelmed, swamped with all other responsibilities, or frankly are just afraid to step in because they don't want whatever repercussions could be coming their way from discipline. So instead they let this thing, let these things happen. And, it's time. It seems to me the administrators at Newport News were just, we need to get past the idea that it can't happen at our school, that these things happen elsewhere, because they happen everywhere. It's plain to see over the last 5, 10, 15, 20 years. It doesn't matter the neighborhood, doesn't matter the school. All right, it's time to stop believing that this is somebody else's problem.
So many good points. I mean, you nailed it about everywhere. Everywhere. And honestly, how often are administrators warned about what continues to happen with violence, with weaponry at schools that even before Columbine, but certainly since Columbine, this belief, well, this is sacred land. This will never happen here. That's over. That is ended. But yeah, if people missed it, it was on Tuesday, multiple segments where we talked about, I think it was, we started about 1:35. We even kept it going into the first segment. 2 o'clock, lengthy amount of time in the first segment in the 2 o'clock hour. So another reason why you should podcast the show, you can listen to it that way. We give you options with segments and half hours and hours. This is a case where you can listen to the half hour of 1:35 and in the first half hour of the 2 o'clock hour talk about this. Because you're right. There is a reluctance. There is an uncertainty about what am I getting myself into. If I get involved in this, am I targeting the kid? Am I going to get in trouble from the parents in this? I'm sorry. If you're so timid and you're so afraid of litigation when employee after employee is telling you about concerns about a gun, and one kid has said, I saw the gun, and he threatened me, and we can't check the kid thoroughly, you're gone. You're absolutely gone. Now, one texter is saying that, yeah, they fired the superintendent, but still allowed 2 years and $250,000 in severance. That's a union, I guess. I get where unions are going to defend their employees. And for some unions, they literally have no choice. I also would think, Dave, there's just something about you're so incompetent at what you are doing that severance is out. It's a little bit like the Dave Hutchinson story, where... And if you believe a lot of it is tied to addiction and issues, but Dave Hutchinson going back to Metro Transit, because that's how the policy is, he left his previous job in an egregious way, putting others in harm's way when he was well over the limit. Reports of bullying, of race, of homophobia, and you just get your job back. In this case, sometimes, you know, even with the union, did that automatically a severance. Just shouldn't be in the mix. It just should not. Our friend Jason DeRussia from Drive Time with DeRussia. Jason makes his regular appearance with us after traffic and weather on CCO.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
He is here in studio, I'm guessing.
What do you mean you're guessing? Office. Can't believe you're not in today.
Tomorrow.
I thought you were going to be here all week.
I know. That's what I thought.
Big talk.
Things change.
It's all right. That's the beauty.
Yeah. Things change. I'll be back in there tomorrow.
I don't know. The
How about we pal around?
To me, the show sounds as good as ever. It doesn't matter where you are.
How about 6 hours of crosstalk? You start with me at noon. I'll stay for I'll participate in Cards the Shark.
Wow. Wow. I was actually thinking about not coming to work tomorrow, so... Friday from home sounds like a pretty good deal.
It's tempting.
It is. It's not about doing the show from home. It's more fun to do it in the studio, but it's even more fun when you're done with work to literally already be home.
Yes.
It's very nice.
It is. And this, of course, coming from two people who've spent a number of hours on their show.
Just railing
on. Get their butts back to work downtown.
It's true. I still feel that way.
I do too. In fact, I was talking with a top-level brain wizard of a local company yesterday, and I was pushing him vigorously to require of his employees to come in, and then he goes, well, listen to your show. Don't you end up doing your show at home a lot? I go, yeah, that's separate. I mean, that's
it's a different situation. Totally different.
That's different. Totally different. So you might have heard me during the break. Today is Bob Uecker's 89th birthday.
Yeah.
89.
Yeah.
I met Bob Uecker a long, long time ago. I if I had some great personal Bob Uecker story, I'd tell you. I don't. You know the guy I would is Corey Provis. They worked together for years.
Yeah.
I will, though, the last few summers, especially if I'm in Hudson or, you know, somewhere out that way, make sure I tune in to the Brewers Radio Network. Mm-hmm. Because Bob Uecker at 89 is still fantastic.
Yes.
Calling Brewers games. I mean, he does so much of it just solo by himself.
Right.
As big a personality as he became, you know, he became such a big deal going on Carson. And he was so great at Carson. And then the Miller Lite commercials. And then Major League. And then working nationally with Costas and others. I'm aware of an individual who works later in life and doesn't want to give it up. But I bet there are a ton of people who are listening right now in Wisconsin who listen to Uecker and are privileged to just hear him. Because the guy is as sharp and funny as ever.
Well, so I was a TV reporter in Milwaukee when County Stadium was shut down and Miller Park was open. Yep. So, you know, Bob Uecker was a part of that. I will say, like, part of what makes Uecker so beloved is that he's just such a character, right? Now, would I say in my experience was brief, would I say Bob Uecker, hell of a guy? No. That would not be my take on Bob Uecker.
Oh, he wasn't very friendly.
Well, what would he once you're Bob Uecker, do you really give a rip about
the young up and coming
WISN 12 News? No. You don't care. You're Bob freaking Uecker. You are Mr. Belvedere, okay?
Yeah.
Yes. I love him. I think he's terrific. And it goes to like big personalities will always be appealing, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So yes. Many generic, boring broadcasters, maybe very polished, very professional, very non-offensive. But, like, who do people love? You love, like, a Uecker-type character, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
And
you maybe hate him, too, but, like, he's still got it. Like, I would I certainly hope I have that sort of mental acuity and sharpness when I'm 50, let's be honest. I mean, it's pretty good.
You're so right, especially, I mean, baseball's 162 games. Basketball and hockey are 82 games. I mean, there's a lot of games.
There's a lot of games.
Completely meaningless.
Clunkers. Blowouts. Total clunkers.
And Uecker.
Yes, and he's still fun to listen to, right?
He is. And he's been, another thing is, as many opportunities as he's had, And he was a part of, like, you know, Monday Night Baseball and different ones. He's been the Brewers radio guy since 1971.
Yeah.
He is still
52 seasons. Well, 52 seasons called.
Think about that.
For the Brewers.
It's amazing.
There are some bad seasons, some good seasons, mostly bad seasons, you know?
Even if it's a great year. And you win 95 games, you lose 67.
Yeah.
And some of those games are just absolute dogs. And that's when it's baseball, basketball, and hockey. You got to have fun. You just can't just do the straight broadcast. Uecker, I'm watching one interview with Costas where I guess Uecker does this a lot, especially if it's a friend, where a friend will bring in some people who've never been in a booth and maybe they idolize Uecker, they know. And so a guy comes up to plate and he's doing the normal, you know, here's Dave Harrigan. He's hitting 247. He won for three in this game. Brewers lead 4-3. Then he hits the cough button. They don't see that he hit the cough button. He goes, this guy is going to strike out. He is bleeping terrible. He is sleeping with so-and-so's teammate. Next pitch outside, and they just have no idea what's going on.
That's pretty good. I mean, that's pretty good.
You just have to amuse yourself. So,
who's the next generation? Like, who are the next? Like, you look at Costas. I mean, I feel like we grew up with some pretty iconic sports broadcasters.
Well, that's a good. Okay, so I've been meaning to get to that this topic. So let me.
All right, I don't want to ruin it.
Genre,
save it.
No, I want to get to this. So that made me think of movie stars.
Mm.
Okay, because here's another birthday today. Paul Newman is 98. Paul Newman might be my favorite movie star ever.
Great.
He's in
great.
So many great movies.
Incredible salad
dressing.
Just was
so cool. Spoke out on causes. So who's close to Paul Newman right now? Hanks is close. Cruz is close. But my point is, like, in their 20s and 30s, who do we have who are developing into mega movie stars? I mean, you knew pretty early Hanks was going to be a mega star. Cruz, same thing. Clooney was a little bit later, but like, yeah. Clooney, Cruz, and Hanks are all in their 60s. You know, The Rock's almost 50.
Yeah.
You know, The Rock is a mega star just because he does the action stuff. I'm talking about somebody who's also
like really an actor.
A really good actor. I mean, do we have anybody who, I mean, women and men in their 40s and 30s, let's say, do we have big-time movie stars right now? And if we don't, why? Let's pause on that because I want to hear from people. I want to hear what you have to say about it. Because, yeah, Paul Newman, if alive, would be 98 today. And I also need to find out why Jason was in Mankato earlier today. Mr. DeRusha is with us. He'll have the regular show a little past 3 here on CCO. I want to talk about an event. Which, by the way, the second part of this event is 1 week from today. So you have no excuse not to sign up because it's free. I'm talking about an event involving my good friend John Schuster of Coldwell Banker Realty. It is a virtual home seller forum that Paul Douglas is going to host. Again, it's free, and it's a 45-minute online seminar. Right away by signing up at johnschustergroup.com, where you click on the top of the page where it's marked Home Seller Forum. Right away you get mailed John's 40-page home marketing guide. But so many other topics will be touched on to try to figure out this bizarre and ever-changing housing market. So when is it? Next Tuesday is day number one. Tuesday, January 31st at 11 and 6, and then Thursday, February 2nd, so a week from today, 11 and 6. Again, where do you sign up? johnschustergroup.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Jason, I don't believe, was ever a member of the Sound Machine with Gloria Estefan.
No. The rhythm was going to get me, though.
Yes. Dave is playing this because the first of the two Super Bowls, which took place in downtown Minneapolis, number one took place 31 years ago today. Gloria Estefan, a part of it. But Dave is mad that she didn't appear until there were like 2 minutes left in the whole performance. So.
Sure. Yeah.
And I got to be honest, I'm not a huge Gloria Estefan.
Wow.
Fan. I think she's fine.
Huh.
Fine.
I didn't know you had so much hate for Latinos in our country, but there it is. There it is.
I'll mention that to my gal.
Yeah.
Who was born in La Paz.
Well,
you know, I'll mention to her that
think
I've always
that. You don't get to use that excuse.
Cover. That's my cover.
Okay. Take that up with Mitch McConnell and Elaine Chao, like we've heard that
exactly.
kind of stuff before. my
boy, this took a turn, didn't it? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it did. It really did. I hate Latinas. Put that on the Twitter, even though I am.
Paul Newman, okay. greatest movie. What was the greatest movie he was in?
So I watched it recently.
Cars.
Yeah. I'm sure Paul got a nice check for that.
Yeah.
I'm sure he didn't mind.
Right.
Added to the salad dressing. The Verdict. I think might be my favorite. Butch Cassidy still.
Sure. Classic.
Way, way up there.
Yeah.
Right? Sting's great.
Sting. I was thinking Sting. Color of
Money. Slapshot.
Slapshot.
Color of Money.
Yeah. So it's a good lineup. You were looking for Gen X, like the 40s and 50s, those actors, right?
Yeah, like a texter does have a good one, though.
Okay.
DiCaprio.
DiCaprio's a good choice.
He is. Like, I mean, I get confused his age because most of his gals are in their 20s. And you know me, I can't understand why older men date younger women. It doesn't make any sense.
No, yeah. Very strange.
Brad
Pitt?
Yes.
Johnny Depp?
Okay. But Brad, how old? Brad's got to be late 50s now, right? I mean, he looks.
I mean, he is alive.
Amazing.
I know 59. That.
59. Oof.
59.
Yeah. I guess
honestly,
a little older than I thought, yeah.
Well, my God, I'm heterosexual and I'm aroused every time I see Brad Pitt. I mean, he's just flawless looking.
Johnny Depp also 59.
Yeah.
Gosh.
So I'm talking 40s and 30s. How old is Leo? Is Leo 45, maybe?
He's 48.
48? Okay. He's about to be aged out of our category. Yes. I'm getting a number of George Santos texts.
It's funny. It's funny.
George.
Tremendous actor.
While he's no Paul Newman, I hear George Santos is a pretty good actor. Another text, George Santos was a member of the Miami Sound Machine.
Yeah. That is true.
That is true. Cool Hand Luke, also for amazing Newman.
Great soundtrack to that one, you know.
Movies are still massively popular.
Yes.
I mean, I know the pandemic changed some things. But who's a 35-year-old female or male? Now, female, Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
She's probably that person, right? Meryl's 70. Like, I'm getting Meryl text. Come on. She's all time. I mean, the Oscars should be renamed after her. But no, she does not count.
Scarlett Johansson? How about Scarlett Johansson?
Scarlett Johansson. Is
pretty
she
good? Margot
She's
Robbie?
She's very accomplished.
I don't know.
Dave Harrigan, does Scarlett Johansson count as a mega movie star? Because I'm going to say no.
I don't know. I think she's close.
She's close. I agree.
I think she's probably closer 5-10 years ago maybe than she is now. But, I mean, she was obviously a big part of the Marvel movies, all the Avengers movies. And
it's just more difficult to have a mega star today. There are so many places for our attention to be directed. I think that's part of the difference.
Somebody says Ryan Gosling. He would be up there, right? I think Gosling is in that group. Because of how much money movies can make internationally, do we not have as many vehicles where the next Paul Newman and Meryl Streep can emerge? Because it's got to be an Avenger movie, or it's got to be some movie that's going to play as much as in Bolivia, in China, as it is here. So The Verdict is not going to be made. I mean, how often do we get a chance to see just great movies like that with mega stars?
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. That's fair. I mean, I just think that if you had this conversation about Paul Newman when he was 38, like, I don't know if people would feel the same way. Maybe it would be the same. Like, oh, it's not the same. You know, nobody was as big as whoever. I don't know. Who's older?
Okay, why were you in Mankato early today?
Wrong turn. Just made a wrong turn.
you're abandoning Maple Grove for another M town?
No, we went down to see my friends at the Minnesota Pork Board. So I went down to have breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
oh, yeah. I did ask them. I'm like, are you guys okay with the oh, yeah nonsense? I would say, like, the response I got was lukewarm. They weren't going to stop it, but I don't know that they would have come up with it, put it that way.
Well, if they're done with it, on this show, we're never done with it.
No, I'm never going to stop it either until they tell me. And, like, I like it. I'm amused by it. And that's half the battle.
Yeah. No.
They were great, but there's a little pressure. Like, when you go to breakfast with the pork board, what do you order? Steak and eggs.
Ham.
Just bacon. Total jerk move. No, I ordered the Farmer's Omelet at Happy Chef. The Farmer's Omelet, named in tribute to Minnesota family farmers, loaded up with sausage, bacon, and ham.
Oh, that's good. That is.
I did it.
Now, Harrigan.
Oh, yeah.
The man to your right, he doesn't like omelets. I think, I don't want to brag or anything, but I think I make a tremendous omelet. Harrigan almost threw up, and he said omelets, the texture, wants no part of them. He's
too
more of a
creamy?
Scrambled eggs
What's
person.
The problem? What's the issue?
That's part of it. It's just a bad texture thing. Hmm. You can take everything in an omelet, and if you just scramble it up with the eggs, mix it all together as you're cooking, so much better than if it's wrapped up in the egg.
The skillet or the scrambler you prefer?
Much, much more.
I guess I never thought about it, to be honest. Like, I like
these are the issues we tackle here.
Yeah, you guys take on the tough stuff. Me, I'm asking for people to weigh in on which college should be eliminated from the face of Minnesota.
Wait a second. Didn't Corey do this? Didn't you guys do like a top 64 schools?
Well, Corey celebrated our colleges while yesterday Jason was trying to tear them down one by one.
Well, the Hamlin professor said Hamlin wasn't going to exist anymore. So I said, let's see. Let's hasten that along and let's see which one we should get rid of.
It's the former mayor of St. Paul. We're going to go 30 seconds long here. And I appreciate that he made news. Hamlin is going to be here 10 years from now. I'm not quite convinced that Mr. Scheibel is that if they keep President Miller in the job, that the university will cease.
I don't know. And Hamlin, just whatever happens, they go to fire you. Like, if you're an adjunct professor they don't like, you're gone. University president, get out of here.
Yes.
It's like, chill out over there, my gosh. Take a walk.
Yes. A little meditation might be helpful. Give me one guess coming up on courtside for 3 hours coming up in an hour.
I don't even know what we're doing, to be honest.
Don't know. Might jump back and
Vincent,
scrambled eggs
Vincent
versus
Francois. Vincent's coming in from his new restaurant, Chloe.
Excellent. Thank you. Jason, 3 to 6. We're going to talk about TikTok. Is it about to be done in this country? Linus Construction Time Check. Time to have them out for free heat map analysis. CBS and Rusty up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.